Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, let's go to a place in church history, to the beautiful Isle of Iona. Iona is on the west coast of Scotland. It's roughly 60 miles north of Northern Ireland. Columba, who is credited with bringing Christianity to Scotland, died there on the Isle of Iona on June 9, 597. We had talked about Columba on a previous episode when we had our good friend Dr. Sinclair Ferguson here talking about his book, In the Year of Our Lord, and talking about the two missionaries that brought Christianity to Scotland. So I thought we'd go back and spend a little bit of time at a specific place at Iona. Columba was from the County Donegal in Ireland, and in 563, he went to Scotland, and there on this Isle of Iona, he established a monastery. From there, groups of monks spread out over these islands. These islands are known as the Hebrides. It's an archipelago off the west coast of Scotland. There are the Outer Hebrides and the Inner Hebrides. Of course, the Inner Hebrides are closer to the mainland of Scotland. These are postcard, picture-perfect islands. And one of the most beautiful of them is Iona. The abbey was established there in the 500s. All that stands today is a bank of earth that is a testament to that abbey that Columba built. There's also a ditch, and along that ditch at one time a wall ran. The current abbey building is a 13th to 16th century building being added upon and developed over those centuries. It is thought that the Book of Kells was written there at Iona. Columba, in addition to being a missionary and preaching and administering all these monks and monasteries that were established, also was quite a scribe himself. It's said that he had transcribed over 300 books personally, Columba. So from that little monastery there at Iona, there was quite a library and quite a preservation of these great classic texts. Iona is also a place of much rich stone architecture. There's the famous St. Martin's Cross. It's one of four large crosses that originally stood there on Iona. This one was made from a single slab of marble sometime around 800. It stands on its plinth, or its pedestal, made of pink granite, and it has stood there since 800. It has a sort of shorter, not quite proportionate cross beam, and it's understood that some sort of metal or wooden structures would have extended out of the side of it, but there it is. Many Scottish kings are buried in the churchyard at Iona, and it is also a place where not only Columba lived and died, it is also a place where he wrote some hymns, and one of his hymns is this: Christ is the world's Redeemer. Christ is the world's Redeemer, the lover of the pure, the fount of heavenly wisdom, our trust and hope secure, the armor of his soldiers, the Lord of earth and sky, our health while we are living, our life when we shall die. Christ hath our host surrounded with clouds of martyrs bright, who wave their palms in triumph and fire us for the fight. Christ, the red cross ascended, to save a world undone, and suffering for the sinful, our full redemption won. Well, that's Columba's hymn, Christ is the World's Redeemer, written there on that beautiful Isle of Iona in the Hebrides off the western coast of Scotland. And that's Iona. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish this week's episode, we have time for a quote. This from Samuel Rutherford. If we knew the glory of our elder brother in heaven, we should long to be there to see him. We children think that earth is a fair garden, but compared with the garden of the Lord is but wild, cold, barren ground. All things are fading that are here. It is our happiness to make sure of Christ.